of the great sculptor Solon Barglum. And this, we're in Silvermine, Wilton, Connecticut. And this is May 8, 1990. Robert Brown, the interviewer.
That's true.
Talk about some of your earlier childhood memories, perhaps with an emphasis on your parents and what they nowadays call lifestyle, perhaps some of the artists you might, who were friends and associates of theirs. Where were you born?
I was born in Brooklyn, New York, mm-hmm. in the city, mm-hmm. but I was born in my mother's bed.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And they lived there about, I think, just a year or so, mm-hmm. and then moved out gradually in this direction, New Rochelle, Rye, mm-hmm. different areas. But my mother and father had a little girl who died in New York at the age of, about five, I think. Mm-hmm. And so mother was very intent upon getting out of the city. And father, of course, was delighted because he didn't like the city. He was a country man.
No, he didn't. Your mother, on the other hand, had liked the city until then.
Oh, she did. Oh, yes. And when they once did finally settle here in the country, mm-hmm. She had to go to New York every winter for about 10 days. I can remember father was very remarkable, and I wish that young couples were more like them. He used to notice that mother, in the winter, when she'd get so irritable, you know, nervous, and he was perfectly frank about it. He said, "Emma, I think it's time for you to go to New York." And she'd say, "Yes, I think so." And they kept a room in the top floor of a close friend, the Ashleys, who lived in New York on quite close to the station. What is that avenue?
Park Avenue? Or?
It's parallel to Third Avenue. It's in that area. Mm-hmm. And at that time, they had some nice old houses. So, and the Ashleys had a house, and he was a doctor. But they rented this room to my parents. It was always available so that if my father was in New York and couldn't get a train back, if he had to be there late, and they didn't have, I think the midnight train, the last one was about 11:30, mm-hmm. and sometimes he might have had to stay in New York.
Yeah.
So he was able to go to that room mm-hmm. and spend the night, and mother would go there. So father knew when, got to a point where mother just couldn't stand the country anymore. She would go there, and she would always laugh. Mother had a great sense of humor, and she never took herself seriously. She was always making fun of herself. So she would say, "Oh yes, Solon took me to the station right away because I had to get to New York." And I can remember one time when we were driving to New Canaan, taking mother to New York, she had to go to the city. And then mother would say, "After a week in New York, I had to come back to the family." Father planned, you know, for her to spend several weeks or maybe more. And when he went into New York, he'd stop and see her when she would be in this room at the Ashley's house. But no, she had to get back to her family and to the country. There was a family just over there. The house is still there.